Shalom to all. Today's Avos Chol and Daf Kuf Chav Dadu. We're starting about the 13th line with the words Amar Mar. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsmer Sarbas Biaka Moshe Hernish Amosha to have an Aliyah. So the Gemara just mentioned the case of an oven that had become Tameh, and the way to metire it is to divide it into three. That's what the Gemara tells us. Amar Mar Cholkel Shloisha, that has to be divided into three, and the key over here is three parts, not two, because it's divided into two parts. That means that one of those is for sure Rive of the oven. Since we have Rive of the Tameh oven left, that means it's still Tameh. So that's the Gemara on this. Remember, we have a Stira. Tanar Tchilas Arba Vishir of Arba, an oven. In the beginning stages, it has to be 4 tfachim, and its remnants are 4 tfachim, to Rav Meir's opinion, meaning in order for an oven to be able to kabel tum in the first place, it has to be at least a minimum of 4 tfachim, and by the same token, if it became tameh and now he wants to minimize it, it has to be minimized under 4 tfachim. If he minimizes it up until 4 tfachim, it's still considered tameh. However, one was said, begadol, only with a large oven, aval bekatan, with a small one, tchilas kol shu, we should take malachtoi, even in the beginning stage, for it to be considered oven, so that it could be kabel tum, it just has to be a kol shu. That's from when its malacha was finished. It has to be finished and fired up and made strong. And shiar of berubai, the remnants of the oven, meaning in order for it to not be mekabel tum at its rive, but if we still have rive, then it's tameh. And just a clarification before we ask the question, v'kama kol shu, how much is this kol shu we just mentioned? Amar de Rabbi Yonai, tefach, even just an oven, that's a tefach. Why is that? Shekein oisin tanurim banois, it's really tanurei banois tefach, that the ovens used by little girls, like play ovens and whatnot, those are even a tefach. So we see that even a tiny little oven of a tefach has a din of an oven and it can be mekabel tum. Now, bottom line, what's the question? Taimo, the ikashar of Dalid. It's good from here. The reason why the oven is still Tameh is because we still have 4 tvachim, even though it's just the remnants of the oven. It was broken down until 4 tvachim. It's still makabel toma because it's not less than that. Mashma, halak ishar of Dalid, tahar. But if the shiarim, if the leftovers of this oven after it's been broken are not 4 tvachim, so then it's tahar. But the problem is that we said before, as we started out the Gemara with, that we need to cut into three pieces so that none is rive. Mashma, that it's rive of the oven, which is a problem, regardless of Dalid tfachim, but here we just said that as long as it's less than 4 tfachim, that's fine, even if it is rive, so it's a stira. The Gemara answer is no, Amri, they said, hasam, over there, that which we just said, that it has to be less than 4, and now it's not tameh, that's the tzolke mitzlak. That's referring to cutting the pieces widthwise or horizontally, and when they're cut like that, so they don't rest properly, they're not stable, and so as long as they're less than 4 tfachim, even if it happens to be rive, that's not a problem, it still loses its din of tameh. But hach, over here, when we said it has to be rive, the of the gistra, that's referring to where it cut it lengthwise. So here it's very stable, therefore the only way to get it to lose its din of tuma is if it's less than rive. Can you discuss this? Our Mara just stated, the shiar berubai, the remnants of the oven are rive, meaning if he still has rive of the oven left, it's still considered tame. Ask the Gemara, rubai tetefach l'may hava, rive of an oven, what exactly would that be used for? This statement of shiar berubai seems to be going on this tiny little oven that we just mentioned of a tefach, and therefore we're having a hard time understanding what does that mean, shiar berubai. You have a little mini oven that's a tefach, it became tame, you broke it, but you still have rive of it, so it's still makabel tuma, it's still usable. What could you use such a tiny little mini half-broken oven for? So Rabbi, he answers that no, shiari gadol berubai, that the remnants of a large oven, that's the rive, meaning if you still have the rive of a large oven intact, then it's still makabel toma. In other words, it's not referring to this tiny little oven. As the more of Amri Rabbanu, and the Rabbanu just said before, arba, then we're talking about a large oven, you only have to make it less than 4 tfachim, not rive. The more answers like kasha, there's no problem. Habitanu rubar tisha, habitanu rubar sheva. When we said we only have to make it less than rive, that's referring to an oven which is 9 tfachim. So as long as it's minimized to less than rive, even though that's more than 4 tfachim, not a problem, it loses din of tuma. Whereas when we said dafka 4 tfachim, that's talking about an oven of 7 tfachim. Now go back to something we discussed on the previous amud, that when a person has a tummy garment and he tears it, so if he didn't tear it completely, rather he left kedema fires, the mount of a kerchief, what the din over there is that considered tearing the whole thing or no? Stangmar says, Lashna Huna Amrila, we have another lashon what the discussion was. Amrav Huna Mishom Mishmal Rabbi Yosef, Huna said, Mishom Mishmal Rabbi Yosef, Afilu Shir Ba kedema fires. Even if he had left kedema fires, even though when he tore the garment, he left this amount of the kerchief and he didn't tear that amount, it's not a problem. It still loses din of toma. Or Mishlok Shlok just said, Lo Shanu El Talis. That's only by a garment, it's considered torn. Aval Ar Chashiv, but if it's referring to leather, so it's Chashiv and it's not considered torn. Rishon says, Afilo Ar Nami Le Chashiv, even when it's leather, it's not considered important, it's not Chashiv, and it's considered like the whole thing is torn, so it loses din of toma. Now, Esri Rishon Shlokish, Rishon Shlokish, we had a mission that we brought yesterday as well. Ar Tami Medras, there's a piece of leather that's Tami Medras, a Zav sat on it, so it's Tame, Chishiv Alver Tsu of Sandlin. If he now thought that he wants to use it for straps or for sandals, Kimishin Asamba Ismail, Tahar, the moment he puts the knife to it to start cutting it, it already loses Zin of Toma. To Rebu's opinion, or Chamram and Chamse, Achami Ten Mechamisha Tvachim, only loses Zin of Toma once he cuts it to less than 5 Tvachim. Now, what do we see from here? Kimayat Mia Tahar, that at least when he minimizes it to less than 5 Tvachim, it still is Tahar. But Amai, why would that be according to Rish Lakesh? Lem Chashiv, why don't we say that it's Chashiv? Because it's leather. So even though he cut it down to less than 5 Tvachim, it still should be Tame. And the answer is that no, Chamaiskin, what are we talking about over here? The Kabay Leil Moshev Zav, as referring to a case where he Dafka wants this piece of leather for a Moshe of Zav to be sat on by a Zav, and say if it's less than 5 Tvachim, it's not able to be sat on by a Zav, it's not considered Chashev for that purpose, therefore it loses Din of Toma. And moving on to another Mishnah, continue to discuss this general topic that we've been discussing, Arshi Yesh Alav Kazayis Basar, if we have a piece of hide that has a Kazayis of meat on it, for example, Nevela, so Negeh Betziv Hayotze Menu, if a person touches a long strand of meat that's coming out of it, or Ubasar Shekenegdai, a hair that's coming out corresponding to it, meaning there's a long hair coming out of the hide that corresponds to where the Kazayis of meat is on the other side of the hide, so Tommy, he's telling me that's because it's a yad. Now let's say Hayu Alkishnecha Zaysim. There's two halves Zaysim of Nevela on this piece of R. So Metab Masa Voloi Bemaga, it's only Metab Masa when he carries it. That's because he's carrying Kazayas, but not the Maga. If he touches the R, if he touches the hide, it's not going to Metame him. Different Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel's opinions. Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Kiva says, Voloi Bemaga Voloi Bemasa. It's not Metame him either Maga or Masa. If he touches it or even carries it, he's not Tame. However, Mother Rabbi Kiva does agree, Bishnecha Zaysim Shetachel Mekesam, that if a person took two halves Zaysim of Nevela and he put them on a Kesam, which is like a toothpick or a little splinter of wood of sorts, Vesitan, and then he carried them like that, meaning he didn't actually touch them, he just carried this little splinter of wood that has the two halves Zaysim on it, she would tell me that he would be Tame because of Masa, and Ubnei Mamar Bekiva Matar Ba'ar, so why is Rabbi Kiva Matar this very similar case when we're talking about R, we have two halves Zaysim and Vela on R, why is that not like the toothpick case? The answer is Benesha R Mavatlon, because the R is Mavatl them, they become bottled to the R, and therefore they're not going to be Tame Masa according to Rabbi Kiva. Says the Gemara, Amar Ula, Amar Rabbiachan, Ula says Bishan Rabbiachan, Loi Shanu, this was only taught in the Risha and the Mishnah, that a piece of Gazayas attached to the hide is Metame, that's El Potasa Chaya, only if that was separated by a Chaya, a wild animal, a dog or something like that, bit at the animal's skin, peeled away a piece of R with the Kazayas of flesh on it, so then it's Metame, El Potasa Sakin, but if when the person was skinning the animal's hide, he was flaying it, he cut off some with a knife, leaving it attached to the hide, bottles, so then it is bottles. So Amar Nachman Ula, Rav Nachman asked Ula, Amar Rabbiachan Afilu Ketarta, did Rabbiachan say this din, even with a Tarta's worth, a Tarta is a quarter of a Kav, or the size of a pan of a scale, meaning even if there's much more than a Kazayas of meat on the hide, are you saying that Rabbi Yechon holds that it's bottled to the R because he cut it off with his knife? So Amalei told him, in yes, even in that case, Rabbi Yechon's makel. So he asked him again, Vafil Kenafya, even the size of a sieve, which is a very large piece of meat that's attached to the skin. If you're telling me that when the person was flaying it, he cut it off with his knife, it's bottled, Amalei responded to him, in yes, even in that case. So Amalei Rav Nachman told him, Hoalei Kim, which is a very strong expression, Im Amar Li Rabbi Yechon Mipumei, even if Rabbi Yechon told me this himself, Loitzai Sanolei, I wouldn't listen to him. That's a huge chiddush. How can you say that if the person, when he's flaying the hide, left such a large piece of meat on it that it's bottle. That doesn't make sense. Now, Kisal Krav Hashai, when Rav Shai went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashchei L'Rav Ami, he found Rav Ami, Amos Shmaitza Kameh, he said the following member in front of him, that Hachi Amr Ula, this is what Ula said, Avachi Ahadu L'Rav Nachman, this is Rav Nachman, I responded to him, so Amr Lei, Rav Ami told him, Mishum Rav Nachman Chasonin de Bein Asiyahu, just because Rav Nachman is the son-in-law of Bein Asiyah of the Nasi's house, he married the Nasi's daughter, Mizalz B'Shmaitza Rav Yechanan, he's allowed to just be Mizalzel and degrade that which Rav Yechanan said, you can't just make light of what Rav Yechanan says. Now, Zimnin, after some time, Ashchei de Yosef Ka'amar La Asefa, Rabbi Shai encountered Rav Ami saying this very din on the Seif of the Mishnah, that Hayu Olav Shnei Chatzoi Zaysim, if on a piece of hide there were two halves Zaysim, so Metam Masa V'Loi B'Maga, then Metam Masa, but not B'Maga, Div Rabbi Shmuel, it's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, it's Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva says, Loi B'Maga V'Loi B'Masa, they're not Metame at all, and Amar B'Yechon, Rabbi Yechonan said on this case, Loi Shanu El Potasa Chaya, that's only if a wild animal was the cause for this meat being left attached to the hide, Aval Potasa Sakin, bottle. But if the person's knife was what caused the meat to remain attached to the skin, so then they're just bottled to the skin. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Shai asked Rav Ami, Myra Seifa Masni Law? You learn this memory of Yechanan on the Seif of the Mishnah? Amar Lei, Rav Ami responded to him, in yes, Ve'ela Ula Reisha Amrani Alaychu. What did Ula tell you the Zinner of Yechanan on the Reisha of the Mishnah? So Amar Lei, he told him, in yes, we learned it on the Reisha. So Amar Lei, Rav Ami told him, Ho'ale Kim, this very same strong expression that Rav Nachman used, E Amar Lei, Yeshua ben Nun Mishmei. Even if Yeshua ben Nun would have told me this, Loitai Sanolei, I wouldn't have listened to him. And again, this is the same Tamil that Rav Nachman had. How could this din have been said on the Reisha, even if you have a very large piece of meat, way more than a Kazayas, that was left attached to the hide, that it's bottled to it, just because it was the person's knife which had cut it off. Now, he discusses, Kiyasa Ravin, V'chol Nechusei, when Ravin and all those others that came down, meaning they came down from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amrua Aresha, they said this memra on the Resha. The problem is, Valakasha, we have this question, how do we understand this? How could it be that we have such a large piece of meat that remains attached to the skin that he cut off with his knife and you're saying that it's bottled? And the answer is, Kjama Patsuk, Rav Papa says, near the bottom of the next Amud, Kof Chavtalam Beza on top, B'merudad, it's talking about Merudad, Hachanami Merudad, here also referring to Merudad. Merudad means like smashed and flattened. In other words, not referring to a geschmack chunk of meat in one spot that was left on the hide. It's talking about where we have a whole lot of meat, but it's very thin and flattened across a very large section of the hide, since that's not chashiv, so that's batal. Can you discuss Mishnah? Hayu Olav, it's referring to the case where we have two halves Zaysim on the hide. Rabbi Shmuel said, it's not Metame Maga, but it is Metame Bemasa if you carry it, so it's Metame. And you have a clarification. Rapada says, Loishanu El Me'achrav, that's only on the other side of it. Meaning Rabbi Shmuel says, it's not Metame Maga, that's referring to when he touches touches the hide, he's not tame because he's not touching a section that has one full zayis. But if he touches it in front, meaning if he actually touches the two halves zayisim of nevela, yeshnagev chazav negeya, there is touching and then touching. Meaning when he touches these two half pieces of nevela directly, not through the hide, but directly, that's called negeyav chazav negeya, and that's going to be matamehem. Or Rabbi Yochanan says in negeyav chazav negeya, there's no negeyav chazav negeya. It doesn't work like that. You have to touch one full zayis piece at the same time, not two halves zayisim. And as Rabbi Yochanan tamei, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Dosman Hurkanes say the same thing. Rabbi Shmuel had Amran. Rabbi Shmuel, we just said this memra. What Rabbi Yochanan holds in sheets, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Dosman Hurkanes did not. We have Mishnah says, "Kol matamim ba'oil shenechelku." Anything that could be matamim ba'oil that was split. For example, kezayis from a mace that was split into two. V'chnisol sechabayis, and then it was brought inside a house. Rabbi Dosman Hurkanes matayir. Rabbi Dosman Hurkanes matayir. And lacham matam lacham matamei. Now, lav Amr Rabbi Dosman Hurkanes hasam. Doesn't Rabbi Dosman Hurkanes say over there the ain mile of a chayzer mile? There's such a thing as tumas oil, and then tumas oil again, which means we have these two halves zayisim of mace. We're not able to say, oh, there's oil tum over here and oil tum over here, so let's combine them. It doesn't work like that. So Achanami here too. Ain't a gev chazav negea. There's only gev chazav negea in Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Yechon. So we see Rabbi Yechon's Lashitasai. Ask the Gemara, okay, but when Rabbi Dosman Hurkanes Rabbi Shmuel, now that we're saying Rabbi Dosman Hurkanes is going like Rabbi Shmuel, that would mean they're Rabban Rabbi Kiva. They're Rabban going like Rabbi Kiva, our Mishnah. The problem with that is Vahar Rabbi Kiva, Tahir Kamatahir. Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah is completely Mitahir when we have two halves zayisim, whereas Rabban in this case of oil tum that we just mentioned, where they argue with Rabbi Dosman Hurkanes, they're machmir that there is a combination and there would be tumas oil. So that makes sense. Rabbi Yochanan's lining up Rabbi Dosman Hurkanes Rabbi Shmuel, that's okay, but lining up Rabban Rabbi Kiva is not okay. There's two shitas don't match. The more answer is no problem. Ad kali kamatar Rabbi Kiva ela ba'ar. Rabbi Kiva is only metahir when we're talking about two halves zayisim attached to a piece of ar. Aval ba'alma metame. Rabbi Kiva is metame in a regular situation when it's not attached to the hide. Ketani seifa, like what the seifa of the Mishnah says. Why do Rabbi Kiva does agree that beis chatzoy zayisim shutachum bekesam v'sitan shutame? That if we have two halves zayisim of nevela, they're attached to two ends of a toothpick, and then he carries a toothpick, that he is tame. And Rabbi Kiva metar ba'ar. So why is Rabbi Kiva metar ba'ar? Mepnei shar mevatlon. That's because ar is mevatol them. So there's no problem. Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. But now we ask on this way the Bar Pod explains shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Masar Rukvarachama asks as follows. We have a verse that says the pasuk tells us benevlasam in their state of nevela. This specifically refers to touching nevela. It says benevlasam. What do we learn from here? Vleba ar sheish olav beis chatzoy zaysim. Is not going to be tame a person if he touches the hide that has two halves zaysim of nevela. It has to be that he touches a full zayis of nevela. Now Yochim, I think avimasa that even in a case of masa, just simply carrying two halves zaysim of nevela is not going to be tame a person. So to that, Hamalim or another pasuk says vanoise yitma that if a person carries it, it is going to be tame him. Different Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva responds Rabbi Shmuel saying that that's not how to look at it. Hanegea v'hanoise. We have a comparison between negea, touching nevela, and noise, carrying nevela, and therefore we learn eser balcha maga balcha masa. Anything that's in the klal of maga, if it's in the category that if you touch it, you're going to become tame, so it's in the same category as if you carry it, you're going to become tame. But loy balcha maga, loy balcha masa. If it's not in the category of maga, it's not in the category of masa. And here's the question. Vim isa, if Oropada said in Shiz Rabbi Shmuel is really true, that if a person touches the two halves zesim and nevela directly, not that he touches them through the hide, but he touches them directly, he's going to be tamei. Well, then what's Rabbi Kiva's response to Rabbi Shmuel in his bris that we just brought? Hare bal chal maga melafanov. It is in the klal of maga in front of it. If he touches these two halves zesim directly, that's melafanov. So it is in the klal of maga, and he is tamei. So what type of response is Rabbi Kiva saying to Rabbi Shmuel that if it's not bal chal maga, it's not bal chal masa? It must be that Rapada's explanation of Rabbi Shmuel is incorrect, and that even if he directly touches these two halves zesim nevela, he's not going to be tamei. So Rava says that no, hachi kamar. This is what's really being said in this brisa. Esher bal chal maga b'chol tzad bal chal masa. Anything that's in the klal of maga, in any which way you touch it, so then it's in the category of masa. But loy bal chal maga b'chol tzad, loy bal chal masa. Anything that's not in the category of maga, in any which way you touch it, so then it's not in the category of masa. And therefore, we still could go with Bar Pod's explanation of Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Kiva just arguing with him that you're right. Maybe theoretically, if you would touch these two halves zaysim directly, you'd become tamei. But still, it doesn't fit with the comparison of esher bal chal maga bal chal masa, because it has to be bal chal maga in all directions, in all situations, and if you were to have touched just the hide corresponding to where the two halves zesim of nevela are, you wouldn't be tamei. So, no question on Rapada. Now, we discuss this. Bamine Rav Avya Saba may Rav Bar Avhuna. Rav Avya Saba asked Rav Bar Avhuna the following: Kulis stuma, a closed kulis bone, which is referring to a bone that doesn't have any meat on the outside, but it has a lot of marrow, more than a kezayis on the inside, and it's nevela. So, Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Maushet Titma is going to be tamei person. Isle the Rabbi Shmuel Eshebal Chamaga Bal Chamasa Loi Bal Chamaga Loi Bal Chamasa. Does Rabbi Shmuel hold of this din of Rabbi Kiva that if it's in the klal of maga, it's in the klal of masa? If it's not in the klal of maga, it's not in the klal of masa. And v'hach over here, in the case when we have two half zesim attached to a piece of ar, hainu tamei, this is the reason why when a person carries it, he's tamei masa mishum debal chal maga milfanov. That's because if he were to touch the meat directly, so that would be matamehim. However, in the case of kulis, it's not balachlal maga at all, because the bone is completely covering the nevela marrow inside, so it's not balachlal maga at all. Memela, it wouldn't come bachlal masa. Oidilma, lesle, maybe Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold in that drasha at all, and even though it's not balachlal maga, you're not able to touch the nevela marrow inside the kula's bone, still, it would be matame person maso when he carries the bone. What's the din? So Rabbi Rav Huna told him, Urva parach, look, a raven's flying. He was basically trying to distract him. He didn't want to answer the question. So Rav Abrei, Rava, Rabbi Rav Huna's son, asked him, V'lav hainu Rav Avya Saba in Pumbadisa? Aren't we talking about Rav Avya Saba from Pumbadisa? Dem shabeach lon mar begavei de gavur rabahu, that you always praise him, that he's very chashev, he's a gavur rabah. Why are you not answering him? Why are you distracting him? Amar Olay, so responded to him, Ani hayom samchuni bashishos. Today, I fit with this pasuk of samchuni bashishos, which means revive me with flasks of wine. Rashi explains that this was the Shabbos of the Regel. This is when all the people would gather together and hear a drasha from the Chacham. And Rabbi Rav Huna was the one that gave that drasha. And Ubam Yinai Milsa Dabai Taima, he asked me a question that requires real svara, real thinking, real reasoning. And I simply didn't have the kayach to answer him. That's the only reason why I distracted him by saying, hey, look, a raven. Continue to discuss his case. Amar Uli said as follows, Shnei Chatzai Zesim Shetachim Bekesam, two have Zesim and Vela that were attached to two ends of a toothpick. Afilu Mailchu Mevi Kalyam Kulai, even if a person is carrying them around here and there the entire day, Tar the person's Tahar, he's not Tame Bemasa. Now, my time, why would that be? So that's because the pasuk says v'nisa v'karinon noisei. In other words, when a pasuk says v'noisei es nevlasam, the one who carries their nevela, he's going to be tamei. That's the mass of nevela. So the word noisei doesn't have a vav in it. Therefore, it could be read as nisa. However, we read it as noisei. What's the difference between these two words? So nisa means that which is carried, and noisei means one who carries. So what do we learn from here? But you know, noisei v'hu denisa basachas. In order to tamei tomas masa, it needs to be that the one who carries it, the noisei, has to be done in a way that it is nisa bebas achas, that it can be carried in one shot, meaning it has to be one piece that's a gezayis. It can't be two separate pieces attached by a toothpick. So this drasha, the Gemara asked Tanan, our Mishnah said, "Hayu al shnei chatzai zaysim, if on this piece of hide there were two halves zaysim in a veil, mitam b'masa v'loy maga, they're mitam b'masa and not b'maga." The Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Now, am I? Why would that be? Why are they mitam b'masa? Halav nisahu. It's not nisa. It's not carried in one piece. It's two separate pieces. So Rav Papi answers, "No, but merudad. We're talking about merudad where it's flattened, meaning we have a thin strip of flattened meat that's connecting these two halves zesim, so it is considered nisa all in one shot." So another question, Tashma, we had said in the Mishnah as well, the Maid Rabbi Kiva agrees, that if we have two halves zesim mevela that were placed on two ends of a toothpick, and he carried the toothpick, that he is tamei masa, but amai, why would that be? Halav nisahu, it's not nisa, it's not carried as one piece. So the answer is, no, here also we could explain this referring to merudad, where there's a thin piece going from one connecting to the other. And actually, ketanoi, this machlek's tanoim, echon whether a person touches or moves nevela, whereas Rebbe Lezer says afa noise, even if he carries nevela. Now the question is, atu noise lav maset hu? Isn't noise carrying nevela the same thing as maset moving the nevela? So what exactly is Rebbe Lezer adding on? Alav hachkamer must be this: what the Brice is saying, echon negev echon maset beloy nisa, whether a person touches nevela or even carries it without it being nisa, even if it's not one kezias which is being carried, rather it's multiple pieces that add up to a kezias, they're just all connected. Let's say they're attached to a kesem, to a toothpick. It's not a kamal that is mitav masa. Whereas Ba'as Rebbe Lezer, the main Rebbe Lezer comes to say v'hu de nisa, then no, it has to be nisa. That's what he means to say af hanoise, meaning noise in a way of nisa. It has to be that it's one piece, and only then it's mitav masa. And so we see very clearly it's machlokes tanaim. Now, just a clarification of what Rebbe Lezer said. Umai af. What did Rebbe Lezer mean when he said af hanoise? Af is a lashon that you use when you're trying to add on to the previous man de amar. But here he's not adding on; he's limiting. The Gemara says you're right. Emo, what he really means to say is v'hu denisa, that it's only mitame masa if it's in a state of nisa, that it's all in one piece, but not if it's not. So once again, we see this is a machlokes tanaim. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.